Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain Comments for today, Monday, February 13th. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were March corn, down a penny and a quarter at 679 and a quarter, March wheat, down 7¾ cents at 778 and a quarter, and March beans down a penny and a quarter at 1541 and a quarter. The beans broke significantly off their highs. They closed about 12-13 cents off their highs. The meal, though, made a new contract high overnight. Oil was down about 50 ticks, with crude oil being down about 57 cents a barrel here. We didn't see any Chinese sales. We didn't see any exports announced on the flash sales here this morning. There was rumors that China took 4 to 6 cargoes of beans last week, and they bought more overnight. We've seen absolutely no evidence of that. But, bean prices have been strong. Highest prices since June. So something's going on out here. The southern Argentinian weather has gotten wetter. They've gotten pretty good rains here in the last 24 hours. We're supposed to get more rains over the next 2 days. Totals could be as high as 3 inches for most of the area out here. And that's a big change from what we were looking at last week. So I think that's partly what pressured the beans out here. Brazilian farmers are now 17% complete against 24% last year on their bean harvest. Mato Grosso, though, is 44% harvested and should be well over 50% this week. The yield stories that we're hearing out of Brazil continue to point to me that the crop is bigger than 153. I think if we get to 155, it's not going to be a surprise. A lot of people are now touting 154, but I think it's going to even be higher than that. The tensions with China continue with all these balloons that we're shooting down. Yeah, I don't know what the Chinese are thinking, but at any rate, neither Canada nor the U.S. is sitting still allowing this to happen. It's hard to understand what's going through the Chinese minds out there, but the Chinese have accelerated their imports of Australian beef. It looks like they're trying to get as many beans into the country as they can from the U.S., in the meantime, so I would expect export inspections tonight to be pretty strong, you know, somewhere close to that, who knows, 1.5 million or more, maybe 2 million, somewhere in that range. I would expect to see those kind of numbers. Again, we didn't see any export news here this morning. So overall, we've got better rains in Argentina, good weather here. Kansas looks to be getting some good rains. So I just don't see anything particularly friendly out here. And I think we're going to see more Brazilian hedging as they continue their harvest. So, you know, I'm not sure why meal's been so strong, but I think things are going to settle down here very quickly over the next week or two. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.